嘿，大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。在今天的美国啊，人们对于自己的定位并非基于种族或者说宗教，而是基于共同的价值观及所谓的理念。那么今天 Alan 就要和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊一聊美国人的一些理念。听完这一期节目，大家或许会了解为什么好莱坞、麦当劳这些美国的品牌会遍及全世界。 TJ, There are a lot of American businesses in China. KFC, McDonald's,
Apple, Microsoft,
Ford, Subway,
Gap, Disney.
So many. Why are these businesses so popular?
They're good ideas, Alan. I mean, we've talked about innovation before. I mean, that's what makes these places so successful.
我们今天说到了很多的品牌啊，像苹果、微软、福特、赛百味、 Gap、 迪士尼，他们这些都在中国，大家都非常熟悉，都可以看到。为什么这些东西或者说这些品牌那么的成功呢？ TJ 觉得是因为美国人的创新使得这一切变成了可能。这些美国品牌的成功是因为他们那些独创的主意吗？或者说独创的理念想法吗？TJ, so they are coming up with ideas no one else has had.
Or variations of one idea.
Variation? 这个词的意思叫做变种啊，是因为他们有独创的想法，或者说变种吗？
Well, sure. Take McDonald's, for example. I mean, they weren't the first burger place, but they were the first to use the assembly line idea in the restaurant business. Now, it's used by most, if not all, fast food restaurants.
然后刚才讲了一个词叫做 assembly line, 他说麦当劳并不是第一家开餐馆的，但是他们是第一个引入了产品线这个概念的一家公司，这样使得标准化了，效率大幅度的提高。 I see, they made the entire industry more efficient.
Exactly.
今天呢 Alan 和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊的是美国人的理念。如果你希望在微信评论专区和我以及 TJ 一起来进行互动，或者你希望获得更多的英文学习笔记的话，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文。不管说中国还是全世界，非美国的其他地方，大家都对好莱坞的电影特别的着迷。到底是什么赋予了好莱坞的这些电影或者说电视节目这样的一些魔力呢？让我们来问问 TJ 看看。TJ, American movies and TV shows are really popular here in China as well. What draws in people to American entertainment?
Well, I think it's more about what they put into the film rather than just the story behind it, you know?
Okay. 他说可能不仅仅是好莱坞的故事很棒，而是说他们在制作上花了很多的心思，不管是舞美啊、特技等等这一系列。
Now, I'm not saying that the story isn't important.
故事也很重要。
Yeah, but you've heard that there are only like...7 different stories that can be told.
他说有七种类型片。 Of course I've heard of that. There are Rags to Riches, The Quest, Comedy, Tragedy, 有蛮多啊，比如说这个从这个穷小子变富了，然后这些 Adventure, The Quest, 就是讲这种去探索的这种片，有点像纪录片或者说探索新的世界啊。Comedy, 当然我们知道是这种喜剧了，还有 tragedy, 悲剧。
There's Overcoming the Monster,there's Rebirth, and there's one more.
There's one Voyage more. And Rebirth.
Yes, that's right, Voyage and Rebirth.
好，他又补充了几个，比如说这种怪兽片，然后像这种重生片。什么叫 Rebirth?重生片就是说一个坏人，一个人很自私，然后突然哪一天被车撞了，就变成一个好人了。
Anyway, now that we got that little mystery out of the way.
Yeah, it's a long way.
Think about how far Hollywood will go in order to get their story seen by people. I mean, the imagery, the attention to detail, and of course, you know, if the idea is good enough, but money, they throw around money like it's water.
为了做一部好电影，做很多很多的好电影，好莱坞的这些电影人真的是花费了很多的心力，不管是说树立个人风格，还是对每一个小的细节的打磨，他们真的是非常努力的去做这样一件事情。但是只要你的东西好，活好，那么 好莱坞那些制片商一定会愿意投很多很多的钱，不计成本。Hollywood like to give away money, huh? Yeah,
damn right, they give away it. Oh my god. I mean, regardless of what anyone thought about Batman versus Superman, do you know how much money they spent making that movie?
How much?
They spent $250 million. That is 1.6 billion RMB.
That's a huge.
I know.
就好莱坞真的是特别愿意花钱，然后拍一部电影的大制作，这个制作费就水涨船高，越来越高。最新的一部电影《蝙蝠侠大战超人》，他们的制作经费竟然超过了人民币16亿。非常吓人啊。Why is it that American ideas tend to spread all over the world?
We've spoken about a melting pot before.
Loads of time.
Yeah, I think that's got a lot to do with it. These are American ideas, but they're ideas that come from all over the place.
所以说他说这个美国这些好主意啊并不仅仅来源于美国，而来源于全世界。So Americans has the benefit of having minds from all over the world, starting businesses, coming up with ideas for the country.
Right. And you know Yahoo, right?
Sure.
Yeah, that was started by Jerry Yang from Taipei, Taiwan.
Yeah, Jerry Yang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Yang. Because he's a Chinese.
Exactly. Sergey Milkovic, one of the co-founders of Google, was born in Russia and immigrated to America.
对，像很多的企业家，比如说杨致远，这个雅虎的创始人杨致远，以及谷歌的 co-founder 联合创始人，他们都来自于其他的国家，一个来自于中国的台湾，然后另外来自于这个俄罗斯。
In fact, according to Forbes, I think it's like 40% of Fortune 500 companies were started either by immigrants or the children of immigrants.
That's a lot.
Huge.
他说他读到了一则报道，就是说福布斯的一则报道，有40%的世界500强的创始人都来自于这种移民。这个移民讲的是可能你是第一代移民，也有可能是第二代的移民。So it seems like it all goes back to the melting pot.
It always does.
美国真的是一个大熔炉，它受益于世界，来自于世界上各个地方的具有聪明才智的人。
So, in conclusion, I think without our...immigrant brothers and sisters from all around the world, America would not be the superpower it is today. It was made by immigrants.
美国是一个移民铸就的国家，如果没有这些移民的话，美国绝不能成为今天的美国。好了，今天的节目呢，差不多就到这里了。